The final score, Stockport County 2, Wrexham 2, a game of lunacy. That's the only way you can describe it, really. Wrexham still in the FA Trophy. You wouldn't have believed that at half-time. But then, frankly, you can't believe Stockport are still in it by the final whistle after the archetypal game of two halves. Wrexham 2-0 down at half-time after a dreadful performance, but roaring back in the second half to tear chunks out of Stockport County. But the home side held on and indeed had a moment near the end when they nearly snatched it in sensational manner. Wrexham started off with a lightly rotated side, but with a rather different philosophy. The defence looking to push up high and pressure, and Wrexham really looking to play possession football and pop it around on what was a quagmire of a pitch. The fact of the matter is they looked like the idea was half cooked. They didn't look totally comfortable with it, and they started to get picked apart three times in the opening 32 minutes. The defensive line stepped up raggedly, unsure what to do. Blaine Hudson, who did come into the game unwell, particularly looked bewildered and was stepping up a lot deeper than the other ones. And Wrexham were punished to the tune of two goals. The first one in the sixth minute. O'Halloran, the centre-back, driving forwards, finding himself running into trouble with York pressuring him, but getting maybe a little bit lucky as York and Harris converged on him. He decided to get his head down and drive on. I managed to get past the two of them and found himself in an advanced position. He fed it over the top. Ryan ran through a borderline offside decision, but Wrexham's high line inviting the problem, and probably the linesman was right, and Ryan, with Backman totally exposed, slotted it home. Wrexham, who'd been very composed in possession, although maybe moving the ball around much too slowly on that sticky pitch, seemed to lose a little bit of confidence after that. They didn't stick to the principles that seemed to be instilled at the start of the match, and their grip of the game faded. Stockport had another opportunity. Baker ripping in a free kick from the left-hand side. O'Halloran getting in front of his man 6 yards out, but failing to keep his shot down. Wrexham, opportunities rare. It was a half an hour into the match before they made anything of note, really. Ashton swinging across, which is headed away to the edge of the area. Connor Jennings making contact with a superb volley. Terrific technique. The ball just skimming the bar and flying over. And 2 minutes later, Wrexham were two down. They'd had another incident where Hudson had not stepped up quickly enough with a very high line, and Wrexham had nearly been punished. But on this occasion, there was no second chance and a very poor goal to concede. It started off with an embarrassingly poor pass by Jennings in his own half, trying to hit across the ball and giving it away. Stockport broke. They played it in over the top again. Hudson failed to step up. Sharp found himself onside, totally clear. It was an excellent finish by him. He took on Backman, went round him. Smith came to him, but he kept his cool and nailed it into the top right corner. A really, really good finish. And Stockport deservedly 2-0 up there. Five at the back was organised. They were an extremely well-drilled side. And Wrexham were just passing the ball around slowly in front of them and being picked off on the break as their high line was exposed. They did carve out a half chance in the last minute. A corner half cleared. Ashton feeding a good ball down the channel into Durrell, who cut inside but hit a shot which is blocked over from 10 yards out. The second half was different. Wrexham brought off Blaine Hudson at half-time. Ross White came on and had a towering match at the back. Really made a difference. Wrexham's defence no longer looking so concerned by their issues with their line. Although, to be fair, Stockport, for a good 35 minutes of the half at the start, just sat in deep and didn't really pose much of a breakaway threat. Wrexham, though, in the opening quarter of an hour or so, the half, we're again, lots of possession, much more sharp in their passing, but not creating. The only chance they made in that spell really came when Harris played a fine through ball to the edge here. Durrell, who had a wretched time, miscontrolled it, a poor touch by him. It fell to Bishop, who's 20 yards, was deflected narrowly over. But then another key turning point, Durrell was withdrawn and Louis Moult came on. Now, I'm a bit old-fashioned, I quite like a good player being on the pitch. Moult came on and, surprise, surprise, made a huge difference. The opening goal came exactly halfway through the second half. Great work by White, who picked the ball up on the halfway line and played a perfect ball down the left channel inside the fullback to send Ashton around back of the defence. He pulled it back and Jennings drove a shot which took a deflection as it beat the keeper. 3 minutes later and it was equal. York on the right hand side swinging it across. Moult heading the ball on target. A really good one-handed save by the keeper, Hurst, high to his left, but he could only push it back into the goal mouth, and Moult responded with an acrobatic overhead kick into the net to make things level. At that point it really looked like Wrexham were going to push on and score the third goal. In fact, within 2 minutes it had three more presentable chances. Harris driving in a 30-yard free kick with good shape, which just scraped the post. He was aiming for the top right corner. Then Carrington feeding in a short corner, getting it back, sweeping it across to the far post. Smith getting up 6 yards out, probably should have headed it back across the face, instead headed it into the side netting. And moments later, from the goal kick, Wrexham breaking again. York swinging the ball in. Bishop 6 yards out with a glorious chance to finish things off. He drove it in. Hurst excelled with an outstanding save to parry it. The ball came back out to Moult, who hit a shot which was on target and may well have actually gone in and beaten the keeper, but Bishop, stretching, poked it beyond the goalie's grasp, and he was offside, and the goal didn't stand. Then Moult cleverly hitting an unexpected curler from the left channel, swinging it in. Once more, Hurst getting down low to his left and making a fine save. And in the 92nd minute, Hurst would make another save, perhaps the best of a string of fine stops by him. Harris nailing it terrifically from distance. It looked destined for the top left corner, but Hurst lunged across and did brilliantly to push it away. In the midst of that, though, with a couple of minutes left, Stockport, who had a decent little spell around that time and did well in the last 10 minutes or so just to relieve the pressure, had an opportunity of their own. And it would have been a hell of a way to finish the tie as well. Scott Duxbury picking the ball up in the left channel, 25 yards out, and hitting a terrific dipper. Danny Backman, I think, just thought it was going to end up in the seats at first and didn't look too concerned, but he soon started to scramble. He saw the ball dropping threateningly. It just scraped the far post. It would have been cruel on Wrexham to have lost to that goal, but it would have been a goal worthy of capping any match. In the 93rd minute, Wrexham had one more chance. Harris picking the ball on the edge of the area and driving a shot which just scraped the right post, hit the stanchion and rolled behind the back of the net. I think some of the Wrexham fans thought it had gone in. It hadn't, though. The teams will have to meet again on Tuesday. And Rich, although it's an unwanted replay in so many ways, I think probably a draw, I guess, is just about fair.
Well, yeah, you're saying contrary, it was the archetypal game of two halves. It really was. At half-time, you could never have dreamt of Wrexham even get printing the tickets for a replay on Tuesday, but they got what they deserved really in the end. It's some fantastic subs from Kevin Wilkin, and the only thing I disagree with him is that Louis Moult should have started. I think the fans who have been calling for him to start in the last few weeks finally have made their case in the most dramatic way. He really needs to get more games under his belt as a starting striker, and I think he's proven today that he can play up front with Andy Bishop and it works well and gets goals for Wrexham.
Yeah, Alex, I mean, a lot went right and a lot went wrong in that performance, didn't it?
Oh, tell me about it. You know, we've never ever tried to play this offside trap that we for some reason decided today. And I think this is the sort of game where you couldn't afford to do that anyway. You know, trophy tie, there always could be potential banana skins. Stockport are a dangerous team, we know that. You know, even when they're in the conference, they're always a dangerous side. It's unlucky that they are dropped, you know, out of the conference. But it was how not to defend starring Wrexham, you know. And unfortunately, you know, we sing his praises a lot because he's a good player, but Blaine Hudson, unfortunately, in the first half, was not at the races. Ross White comes on. Suddenly, you know, it says a lot about if you bring an 18-year-old on into centre-half and suddenly it looks a lot more solid. I think that was a bit of a strange one, but we've just blown up the stadium. But that's how angry I was at the defender. But yeah, there was a lot of things that went wrong in the first half as well, especially up top. I think nothing was sticking. It wasn't working. Durrell and York were wasteful. But the second half, the introduction of Moult into the attack, it changed all of a sudden. And there was confidence. Louis Moult demanded the ball, get it to my feet, and I'm going to take these players on, beat them, which he did in confidence, and I'm going to go for goal. I'm going to set people up. And he did. There were, you know, a lot of positives to take from the game, but let's not forget the negatives as well. There's something that we need to cut out, and luckily we've managed to save our own blushes.
Just wondering, Alex, as well. I mean, okay, with the centre back issue, I'll leave it to one side. I was told Hudson actually was a bit unwell during the week, so maybe there was an issue there as well. But if we leave that out of the way, the side that Wrexham finished with, is that perhaps the way Wrexham should be looking to go forward in terms of a first 11?
I think potentially, I love Ross White. I think he's a phenomenal player, and like Rob Evans, he's going to be a stalwart in this Wrexham side in the future. But you know, the partnership of Hudson Smith is solid. This afternoon, it was like they were strangers. However, listen, you're not going to tell me no one doesn't think Louis Moult should be starting every game. You know, Wilkin doesn't. Now, why is that? You know, it's up to the media to question that and for him to tell us. Maybe, you know, he thinks Moult isn't still fully fit, which I wouldn't totally agree with, but he knows his players better than we do. Bishop has been in good form, and whether he wants to play this system of, you know, trying to fit Jennings, Bishop, Malt and York and Durrell all into the sort of same area, then he's going to have to leave one out. Why is Malt? I'm not too sure, but you know, you look at Manchester United, would they leave out Wayne Rooney on the bench for no reason? Would Chelsea leave out Diego Costa for no reason? If you've got a player who's a natural goal scorer, then they should be starting every game, surely.
I think that's right. And I think within the context of this division, I think that the Malt comparison is a very fair one, I think. Rich, man of the match, you said in Coventry, at half-time, that must have been a nightmare job. And now you've got a few candidates, haven't you?
Yeah, I really have. I mean, Alex's nomination, I mean, Louis Mott's not going to be complaining about being mentioned in the same sentence as Diego Costa and Wayne Rooney. But I think if Wrexham would have won, I would have to go maybe Louis Mott, because I have a feeling he would definitely have an impact in a possible third goal. But like Alex said, Ross White is the boy of the future. I think he's man of the match right now. He was superb today. I think without his confidence at the back, Wrexham wouldn't have had anything to build upon to actually go and get the goals. Without him, maybe they would have let in another goal. Who knows? So I think Ross White, he came on at half-time. He's really showing that Wrexham do have a bright future at the moment, regardless of the league position or whatever. And I think Ross White, my man of the match, because he shored up shop. He gave Wrexham something to build on, and he was just all-round very solid today. And he, like you said, in the first goal, his pass to Neil Ashton was amazing. It was Dean Keatson's prime.
Absolutely, I think that's right. And White made a big difference. Things bedded down once he'd come on as well. So a crazy tie. And, well, we'll do it all again on Tuesday. A heck of a match. With the final score, Stockport County 2, Wrexham 2. We've been Mark Griffiths, Rich Fay and Alex Taylor from Wrexham Player.